He is the pride of Montreal and the current WBA light middleweight champion. His name is Joaquim Alcine, and this coming December 7th, he'll be defending his newly won title against Alfonso Mosquera at the Bell Center in Montreal, and I'm very glad to have Mr. Alcine with me on the line. And first off, Joaquim, this will be your first title defense. It's going to be in your hometown of Montreal. Any extra pressure for this fight as opposed to any of your other fights?
No, I don't have no pressure, to tell you the truth. I'm very confident because I didn't have the chance to prove the people who I really are, you know, my last fight. So the people didn't see anything yet. So they will see who I really are in the next fight. That's why, you know, like, I feel very confident, but I don't underestimate my opponent.
And speaking of your opponent, Alfonso Mosquera, what do you know about him? Have you ever seen him fight before?
No, I never seen him fight before. I never watched the tape of any of my opponents. I just focus my training because what we see on tape is what is not what we get in the ring, because I'm a different fighter of the guys that he's been fighting. You know, he's a different style. So he just has to find a way to adjust my style to his style. And that's how I see the fight, and it's easy for me to adjust my style to any fighter.
And you hear about in sports like the NFL and NBA, they're always watching film of their opponents coming up, yet you don't seem to think that would help you out. You don't think that in any way, you know, watching him and trying to see his techniques would be a little bit of an advantage?
No, I don't see no advantage, because if I start watching the tape of this guy, I'm going to be focused more the way he's fighting, you know, I'm like trying to adjust my style for him, I'm going to try to train a way for me to beat him, you know, like he's going to be like starting boxing over, you know. I don't want to start boxing over, you know, like I wouldn't be in my best shape if I start looking at tape and starting boxing over. That's why I said I'm just going to go in the gym, get myself in shape, and in the ring we'll see.
Now, after you beat Travis Sims in July for the WBA light middleweight title, how has your life changed? I mean, you come back home to Montreal, now you're getting so much publicity. You know, you're in the newspaper, on TV, you're seemingly everywhere around this city. Has all that other stuff kind of gotten in the way of what your goal is to become one of the top middleweights in the world?
You know, like, you know, the thing that really changed is about my... the people, the Asian people, because I'm Asian, you know, my nationality, I'm from Haiti. So I see that the Asian, they start trying to encourage, not encouraging me, but encouraging the other young kids and other sport now, because I wake them up, because I think like they were looking for that, you know, they were looking for something like that for me to wake them up. So now I think they think more forward now than stopping the kids to do any sport now, you know, like they're more concentrated on the kids' sport. And, you know, this is one thing I see that I really changed. And I think this is kind of thing that really changed in my life, because I feel proud about what I'm doing now.
Since you won the title, have you had the chance to go back to Haiti and see your old friends and family?
No, I never get a chance to go to Haiti. But the president called me and asked me if I can come, because I really vibrate the whole Haitian population in Haiti. So I tell him that, you know, like, it's too fast for me to get there, so because I have 3 days' notice to get there. So I said maybe next time I will come and see the people over there.
Would you be interested at all in fighting over there, bringing a show over to your hometown?
Yeah, I would like to, but if the money is good, you know, like if the money is good, I will go there and fight, because I just can go there and I'm going to go fight for peanuts, because now I'm the world champion, and you know, like if I want to make my dream come true, everything that I've been dreaming to make it come true, I need to make some money to make it true.
Now, recently, you were involved in a public workout where a lot of media and fans were able to watch you and another very popular Montreal fighter, Lucien Bute, fight, actually train. Was that weird for you? I mean, you seem to be a very soft-spoken guy, don't really like the limelight. What did you think of that experience?
You know, for me, you know, like, it's a good experience, you know, because me, I'm not trying to be, to compare myself to anyone. I'm just going there and do what I have to do, you know, like everything, you know, like it's all in God's hand. It's only God who will decide for anything for me, you know, like me, if I see Bute in a public training, you know, like I'm going to have a lot of respect for the guy. I'm going to tell the guy that you look good, you know, I'm not going to have nothing negative to say about him because he's a nice guy and I like him. So I don't want, I never try to compare myself to anyone. And I don't know, you know, like if it's the same, if he's the same guy. But for me, that's how I am.
Your coach, Howard Grant, spoke a lot in the newspaper saying that he felt that you were kind of overlooked in terms of the boxing scene in Canada. And Lucien gets a lot more of the publicity. Would you agree with Howard? And does that bother you at all?
It doesn't bother me, you know, like people, you know, like they like... You know, like the, here in Quebec, the people, they, how would say that was again? You know, the people, they, you know, they not, it's not like they don't like you. It's just like, you know, when they choose, then they choose someone, they choose this one, and that's it, you know, like, I understand what I was mean by that, but it just, you know, like, sometimes you have to, you have to just forget about what the people think, you know, and focus on what you're doing, because the boxing is not only in Quebec. The boxing is international, you know. So if I can fight in HBO, you know, like if the people doesn't give me the credit that I deserve in Quebec, so I will get it somewhere else. So it doesn't really bother me, but I would like, well, for sure, I would like to have a little bit more credit here.
Yeah,
No,
absolutely. And, you know, you mentioned about going to other places. You fought a lot in Canada, but you've also gone out and, you know, had to prove yourself elsewhere in the United States. You conquered your title, the one that you currently hold. You won it in Connecticut, so you weren't afraid to go out and get it. Is that something that you feel is very important? I mean, a lot of guys tend to stick to their hometown. That was a huge knock on Ricky Hatton for many years. And, you know, you only really get the recognition once you go out there and test yourself on enemy territory, so to speak. Is that something that you're going to look to do as you get more and more fights as the champion?
You know, me, for sure, I like to fight in my hometown, but... if I can fight somewhere else, you know, like, let's say in the state, this is where the boxing is, you know, like, if the people like me there, so, me, for sure, I would say, okay, let's go fight down there. The people like me. Me, I will go where the people like me. I will never put my feet where the people doesn't like me, you know, so I'm the champion, and sometimes it's all about the post bit too, you know. If, let's say, my promoter put down 1 million for my next fight, and the other promoter put 2 million, and the other promoter from another country. For sure, the fight gonna be in the country of the other promoter. You know, even I don't like the country, it's still gonna be in the other country. You know.
Yeah.
So that's how it is. This is all about the positive. So I can't really take any decision on that.
Now, once the fight with Mosquera is over, is there a specific guy out there? I mean, we've heard about Vernon Forrest. We've heard a few names thrown out. Is there someone that you'd like to kind of test yourself against to see where you rank? I mean, you're undefeated. You know, you've been doing great lately. But is there a guy that you'd like to kind of match your strengths against?
You know, me, I'll fight anyone. Yeah, me, you know, like I'm not scared of anyone. So if there's one that I would like to fight in that division, it's only the best I want to fight, you know, and especially the champion. There's one champion, it's Vernon Forrest. There's other champion also in that my division, you know. I would like to fight them, but it's not only about the champion. There's other guys is can even be better boxer than the champion. So it's just about the amount of the money they're gonna put on the table, you know. And that's how I see the thing. So to prove the people that I'm one of the best in that division for sure, that I will look for to unify my belt. But I'm sure that there's some boxer is better than some champion.
Have you heard from the people, you or your management, from Vernon Forrest's camp about potentially being interested in unifying those titles?
Well, for now, you know, I don't try to know anything about the Vernon Forrest group or any group. The only thing I'm doing now is concentrate on my boxing, concentrate on my career, and that's it. And try to train hard and win fight. That's the only thing that's in my mind.
My last question before I let you go is because we cover boxing and the world of mixed martial arts, and I wanted to ask you what are your thoughts on mixed martial arts? I mean, there's some great fighters in Montreal. George St. Pierre just announced to be fighting for the title at the end of December against the interim title against Matt Hughes. What are your thoughts on the world of mixed martial arts? Do you enjoy it?
The martial art, you know, like it's a tough sport. You know, I can even say that the even tougher than boxing, because when you look at it, you know, like guys fighting, they don't have really that much protection. You know, like these guys, I have to give them a lot of credit. You know, it's just like the boxing is more popular, but I think this sport is getting there slowly, and I have a lot of respect for those martial arts.
Well, Joaquim Alcina, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today. And, you know, good luck Friday, December 7th at the Bell Center. Going to be defending your brand new championship in front of the hometown crowd. And a lot of people are excited to see you put up your light middleweight title and continued success and hopefully a potential bout against some of the big guys out there, including Vernon Forrest. Thank you very much, and best of luck to you.
Okay, thank you.